Dropout Podcasts.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Tales from the Closet. I wanted to do that every time I'm a guest on this show. I'm your host, Allie Beardsley. I have been hosting this show, Tales from the Closet, for quite some time now, and nothing is different about me at all today, except I'm going to call myself Grant O'Brien and just say that I'm guest hosting. That was going to be a whole... I immediately got tired of that bit of pretending to be Allie. I'm Grant O'Brien. I'm guest hosting for Allie Beardsley, which means that this show is probably going to have more sex stories than usual. And you're all just going to have to get on board with that. Speaking of people that have to get on board with things, hello to my wonderful panel.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on board.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much. I'll start down on the end. This is John Milheiser. John... why don't you start by telling us how you identify and what your pronouns are?
Sure. I'm him, he.
Great. Excellent. Terrific. And do you identify as gay, bi, straight?
Gay.
Great. Well, welcome to Tales from the Closet.
Thank you.
To John's right is Oscar Montoya.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Great.
You and I made out a whole bunch for a video.
We did.
like the last time I saw you, we were making out for hours at a time.
Hours. And then I realized that you're the first person I've made out with in, I want to say, 2.5 years.
Great.
Which is so sad.
Well, how was I?
It was great.
Oh, fantastic.
You're a great kisser.
Oh, good then.
Yeah.
I do what I can. see how I led you right there.
See how I walked you down
a primrose path to get that information. Oscar, what are your pronouns and how do you identify?
And gay.
Great.
Yeah.
Then to Oscar's right is Christine Medrano.
Hello.
Hello, Christine.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's Allie's pleasure. what are your pronouns and how do you identify?
She, her. I think that's right. And I guess like bi, pan, queer.
Great.
Something like that. Like I'm just, yeah, that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I'm Grant O'Brien. And I am... he, him, and I identify as bi, and I am going to really just run this show over. I'm gonna really cause problems for the company.
Become a bi villain.
Yeah, I do feel like anytime I'm on the show, I am kind of the heel. I am kind of like the bad guy usually when I'm on here, and so to host in that character is really very satisfying. But this being Tales from the Closet, I would like to get from each of you now a tale from the closet.
There was no lightning.
I know, I thought it was effect. Waiting for it too.
Yeah, I kind of forget when those are supposed to come. Also, I was supposed to be holding candles at the top of this, but fuck it.
You're holding coffee.
I'm holding coffee.
Close enough.
I'm holding coffee. It's This isn't a good story. it's a seltzer, but we can't use the brand of seltzer that it is, so I poured it into a coffee cup.
Ew.
Oh, God, already. Just a disaster. Does anyone have a tale from their closet that comes to mind? A story from when you were hiding your identity from this cruel world?
Well, I am kind of like newly.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know. I was a late bloomer.
Congratulations.
Welcome. Welcome to the party.
Thank you. So happy to be here finally. I was waiting outside probably for a while. But I only came out to my mom like in February.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And it was only because I had like, this is like going to sound like very braggy. I had like a short film that's like about me being like queer. It got into a festival. And so I wanted to invite her to it. And so I was like, hey, I have this festival. If you want to come, she's like, okay, where is it? And I was like, so that's the thing.
So.
It was Outfest. And I was like, oh, I guess you're coming.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Oh, my mom is like totally chill and cool. And I have like a gay brother. And she works at the AIDS and Oncology Ward and her 50th birthday at the Abbey. So like, I don't know why I couldn't tell her before. But it was good. She was great. Yeah, she was just like, why did you tell me over the phone? She was really more upset about that. And she was like, of course I still love you, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, it was cool.
That's wonderful.
Aww. Yeah, it was a good thing.
Now, and tell me if it's none of my business. Yeah. Have you been out to people other than your mom
for
I've some time?
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up about it for like more than a year. Okay. And I like got put on a list of like 35 blah, blah, blah to watch. And I like couldn't share it because I was like, what if my mom sees this?
That is a thing about being in the closet. Like if there's one person or group of people that you're not out to, even if you're out to everyone else in your life, it really does, like, there's still an emotional weight to being in the closet.
And it felt weird just because I was like, she's my mom and my mom's like super chill and we're close.
That's so great.
That was weird.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad it went well.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
wonderful.
Happy. Yeah.
Is there, how does it feel being out? Is there a difference or is it relatively the same?
It feels so different and I feel like it's like, it's so much better. I just like to compare it to like if you're like listening to the radio and the dial's like one number off and then you get it to the like right number and you're like, oh, it's crystal clear. Like now I feel like I've like made out with more girls on camera than in real life now. I feel like people just keep casting me as like the bi girl, the lesbian or whatever. So I don't know. It's been great professionally. Listen, I don't know. I'm here.
Tell me an Oscar about it. That's how that goes.
Because there's such like a small pool to pull from. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
honestly a little wild to me. Yeah. I'm always surprised that there's like straight like heterosexual people that won't. I'm like, why isn't the whole world queer at this point? Like,
it's we're so almost
there.
Fun.
We're almost there.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Just
it's so much
being queer.
Better.
Is just,
oh my god,
it's just fun.
Great. It's so fun all the time.
Always.
Yeah.
Great.
Speaking of it being great, Oscar, do you have any tales from the closet?
From the closet. Okay. So I came out when I was 17. Mm-hmm. As gay, but I was still dating women for a very long time. But I don't know why I was. You know what it was. So I went to a performing arts school. I was a dance major, and I was like very out, very gay. And
as a dancer, now that's interesting. You don't see that a lot.
Isn't that crazy? I was very brave.
That's you know I respect it a lot.
Super brave, and. So, yeah, I just, like, dated women for 2 years after that.
After you came out?
Yeah, after I came out. But I was still identified as gay.
Were
not
you, like,
as queer.
Trying to be, like, maybe I just give it one last shot?
You know what it was? It was, like, I sort of allowed myself to be, like, you know, I'm bigger than labels. Like, I will accept anybody. But I still was tied to that label and very like I am gay because people would be like I'm very confused I don't know what you're dating Ashley but you're like you say that you're gay and I'm like yeah I am.
I think that's cool. I actually think that's really rad.
Where I feel like now I didn't have the language for queer at the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, so like because back in the day people didn't say that they were queer. You know, queer was sort of like a derogatory term at the time, and I didn't have that verbiage of sort of like sexually flexible.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It feels like, if I'm not straight, then I am gay.
Yeah.
That will be. I remember it being a huge relief when I figured out that I was bi. When I was able to put like language to that and be like, oh yeah, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah, it's weird to me too. Like, for me, it was like. Because also people were like, well, you're bi, you like men and women. I'm like, well, to me that label sort of just doesn't quite fit with me. And the reason why I was like, I'm still gay is because like, this is going to sound very strange, but culturally I felt like I was gay.
I don't think that sounds strange at all.
Just culturally that was my vibe.
Yeah.
Sexually I was a little more flexible with that.
Sure.
If that may, I don't know.
No, that makes I think that makes a lot of sense.
Right?
I think God, this show always turns into a fucking sociology lesson. but I do think that there's so much of being queer is like naming yourself as a part of a community. Mm-hmm. Like you know, there's the community you belong to, and there's what you do sexually. And while those things are related, they are different aspects of your life, and they can be independent of each other.
Yeah, yeah. It is interesting to see to like label. A label for yourself versus your community. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because if I say I'm queer, like, I have a very, like, from the outside in, people have a very specific perception of me. If I say I'm gay, that's another very, specific perception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By, say, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Non-binary, all of that stuff. But that might not be the label that I'm comfortable labeling myself.
Sure.
Right?
And labels, it's nice to say that they don't matter. When people say labels don't matter, I think what they're trying to say is label, however you are identified, I recognize your humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But labels do matter. There is, you know, how you name yourself and what community you choose to right. identify with does have weight, and it is important, and mm-hmm. it should be important.
Mm-hmm.
This is a funny show.
So, well, the funny thing is I broke up with this girl and started exclusively seeing men from then on. The end.
You know what? Very funny. Very, very funny.
Joke's on her.
Yeah.
John, do you have any tales from the closet?
Well, I have like a long tale that's like probably still going.
Great.
When I was younger and I like knew I was gay, but before I came out, if I saw a hot guy walk by, I would give a glance, but then I would always feel like people or my dad was watching my eyes to see like if I was looking at him. So I would restrict myself from ever looking at hot people.
Totally.
Hot guys to be like, oh, I'm looking at that tree over there.
What's going on?
And hot guys on like television, if like a shirt came off, I'd be like, and like I would
100%
catch myself doing it today. I'm like, stop.
100%.
It's like no one's looking at your eye. I've never looked at someone to see like where they're looking. Yeah, like I feel like that happened a million times growing up. Like I was just like,
do you remember one of them? Do you remember a time when you saw I'm trying to figure out what your type is. Do you
I can't. No.
I was just in Austin seeing my sister and my parents, and I was, you know, I was out with my parents, who I've been out to for a very long time. And even now, I was still like, I better not look at anybody. My parents
yeah.
are out. It's like, what the fuck? They don't care. First of all, they won't notice. And second of all, they won't care. I'm like, cat's out of the bag. I'm not going to surprise them if, you know, there's some snacky twink that walks by.
Yeah.
So snacky twinks or big bears? What do we? I don't actually. You don't have to answer that question. That's not important.
Yes, you do.
What's important?
I think as you get older, for me, bears are coming more to the picture. I'm just like, okay.
Your type does expand the older you get.
Mm.
It is sort of like, oh, actually, there's this whole world I haven't explored yet. That will be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious, Christian. What's your type?
I like this.
Okay, so I like the first girl I ever dated, and because I was one of those people who like I like when you're like I knew I was attracted. I was like I didn't know. Like I truly was just like I'm straight. But like me and my boyfriend's first song was like a Tegan and Sarah B-side. Like
yes.
I just knew.
Uh-huh.
But my ex was like tall, blonde. 20 years old, and like she had a body like Jessica Rabbit. So she was just like, it's one of those things where I'm
Jessica
like,
Jessica Rabbit comes up so much on this show.
Really?
Jessica Rabbit comes
from,
up.
From who? The women?
From gay women. Like Jessica Rabbit has is a big deal. Jessica Rabbit and this.
I like how you said big deal.
Jessica Rabbit has this very important
personality.
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit and this hot squirrel, and I think the fox and the hound for gay women.
The girl from Space Jam, the
bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Lola Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Or even like in a Goofy movie.
Oh, Roxy.
Yeah,
a
Roxy.
Goofy
yeah.
movie, like Max was my type. Like that was, oh man, Max Goof was my type. Holy
what
shit.
What is the deal with people falling in love with like animal, like your Robin cartoons? Hood. Remember Disney Robin Hood was like a snack.
Robin Hood's very sexy.
He's a fox.
That like that sort of like swagger that he has.
I think it is. It's that.
That's
confident.
Where that term. Oh, he's a fox came from.
Yeah, there you go.
That was the first time people.
I'm lying, but
swear fire. Probably. That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh no, or like Aladdin. Come on.
Aladdin
with his chest all out.
Belle was a. Well, she was a belle.
Belle was a babe.
She was a babe, absolutely.
Aladdin freaked me out because he had no nipples.
Is that true?
He straight up. I'm thinking look back at a picture now of Aladdin because he's got like he's shirtless and he's got that little vest. But
I'm trying to think of Aladdin.
Where are his nipples?
I just assume they were under the vest. Maybe they're very wide set.
I guess Prince Eric didn't have nipples.
I'm trying to think of like my file of like Disney nipples.
Yeah, straight up.
Empty.
That should be the one. That should if you're looking. They don't exist.
Okay? I'm looking out at the producers for all the Disney talk. Yeah, probably. We'll go with that.
Yeah,
sure.
Is that allowed?
I think that's good. Yeah, they're giving us the thumbs up. So
you
here's my big problem with
not
Disney.
Talk about Disney.
It is though, like when you're a kid, those first like, oh maybe this. I think that's true for straight and gay kids. Like your sexuality when you're a kid is cartoons.
You know,
yeah,
I
absolutely.
Like? This is very weird, and I don't know why. The Berenstain Bears? Father?
Daddy.
I mean, you're all into bears.
Weird.
I thought you were going to say bear. Brother Bear.
No.
I don't know. That's the problem.
Somebody
what do you
does.
Mean, no?
Somebody in this universe.
Somebody.
A hard no for Brother Bear. No, he was good. He liked to share with his sister. He's kind.
Oh, you're attracted to the personality, not the fact that he's actual bear.
Well, like they're all bears. That's a given. What's important is that they're bears.
He's a Care Bear.
With those bellies. Come on.
he had a nice belly and good hair and no pants.
The no pants thing is like, you know, no one ever wears anything in cartoons, and I think that still.
But they like wear some clothes. That's the weird thing about it. It's like I could fine if you're gonna have Donald Duck not wear pants. Don't make him wear a shirt,
which is a terrible look for a guy. Like no guys ever look good in a shirt and no pants. Like I don't care how good looking the guy is. Like if you like. A professional Navy uniform on top and no pants on the bottom. That's not a great look.
Honestly, it's so funny to me. I'd be into it because it's so funny.
And you know what? And then your type is comedy, I suppose.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, what's your type? Because we're sussing out everyone else.
I'm attracted to. It's changed, right? Okay, so then there's a type I tend to date, and then there's a type that I. Want to bleep, and those are two.
Do you
wildly
mean fuck?
We can say that here.
Yeah,
can we say that?
Yeah.
I won't because I'm a lady. The type that I tend to date are like very tall, thin, sort of like nerdier introverts, and the type that I want to fuck are sort of just like heavily tattooed, big muscle dudes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like chefs.
That is interesting.
So chefs. Yeah. For real though, chefs can get it.
Oh,
no matter what.
Every chef is a scumbag. There's not.
I've dated
so
two
into that.
Chefs.
There's
I'm
not
so
a chef that isn't a fucking nightmare in the whole
I
world.
Love that.
If you're a chef watching this, you're fucked up. All chefs
the
are
egos
around.
On them.
Me.
The egos. They think
the
that
egos,
they're. Oh,
they're all on like these crazy power trips.
Love it.
It's like this is in your kitchen. Stop yelling at me.
They are all short because of the. And so, or somehow they all got a Napoleon complex because they all have something
true.
To prove.
But they're like so hot. Those people I would just like hook up with, but I would never be in a relationship with.
I used to work in restaurants for my whole life. That my job was like I'd get done in restaurants at 2 a.m. and then you do just fuck everyone at the restaurant. You just run that place over. Oh my God. They'd have new hosts coming in the summer. It was just like a buffet. What do we have here? No, wait, I don't get to the cards yet. No, first, we have our haunted word for the day.
Uh-oh.
This word will inspire conversation amongst us gays. The haunted word for today is flamboyant.
Yes!
I like that. That was a lot of fun. I do like cueing the things. That's very satisfying. I wonder if it would happen a second time. Nah, I'm not going to screw with those guys. So, flamboyant. makes me think the Met Gala was, yes, it was like yesterday or the day before, and their theme was camp. And flamboyance and camp, I feel like, are very related.
You haven't heard about it?
Well, I saw the looks, but I didn't know what the theme was.
I feel like everybody's been going camp. They don't know what camp is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
It's, I did, like,
that's all I've been hearing.
Yeah, the, basically on Twitter.
The takes on the Met Gala are more annoying than the fact that no one was on theme on the Met Gala. And I say that as a person who's very campy. I mean, look at how I'm dressed. that does make me think about this with flamboyance. When you talk about like naming yourself and being a part of a community, when people first come out, I have noticed in my experience, there is, especially if they come out young, like early college, you see it a lot, people lean into a type. I've always thought it's a way to sort of self-identify and put you and behave as if you are a member of a community, which I think is a good thing. that I'm vamping till I think of something more interesting to say about flamboyance. But,
no, but it's interesting too that when people come out, they tend to like come out. Mm-hmm. You know, every person that I've known that, especially during college time, would come out and then they would just be like the most. So much so that I'm like, this is a little bit presentational, yeah?
It is. There is a presentational element of it, for sure.
I was told when I was coming out, I was like, oh, I got to tell this person at the party tonight. And then I got to tell that person. And like I would corner them like, I've got something to say. And my friend was like, I think you like coming out. Like, I would like look forward to it. Like, oh, well, this person doesn't know yet. I got to come out.
What would you say? Do you remember like
hey,
what the
still me. So I just skip and run and laugh, you know? But I'm gay.
John, the skipping already gave it away.
Touche.
That actually makes me think of the fact that no one tells you that once you come out, you have to keep coming out for forever. Mm-hmm. Like
I'm still not out to everybody. Like I can't post on Facebook because or certain things on Facebook because I'm like, this distant family. Because now it's all old people on Facebook.
So yeah, eventually everyone you're not out to will die, and that'll be fine. Yeah. And that happens in our lives, and that's, you know, it's the part of the cycle of life. We'll all die, too.
I feel like when I started, like, because I feel like I'm still, like, in the process of coming in. I'm, like, so new. I feel like it's just been, like, a lot more blazers. And, I mean, I've always dressed like a tomboy. But, like, in my early 20s, I really, like, tried to, like, wear, like, high heels and just tiny dresses. And now I'm like, I will never put on a pair of high heels and let someone is paying me. They're so uncomfortable. Like, what was I doing?
I know shit underneath that.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Actually. Maybe. All right.
That's like an Anne Hathaway look.
Yeah, I know.
That's maybe a big blazer so it works as a skirt too.
That's a Met Gala look.
That's a no pants and a shirt look. That's a cartoon. Porky Pig look.
That's camp. And that's camp.
I did wake up in someone's bed the other day and I was just wearing a turtleneck and no pants and I did feel like a cartoon character just because there's so much coverage.
A turtleneck is the most shirt you can wear. That's more. The next step is a blanket. The next step is.
Am I wearing a turtleneck and no pants? Oh boy. I need to get out of here.
I have never been a particularly... I was going to say I've never been a particularly flamboyant person.
Have you dressed up in drag?
I have done drag. I've done drag this doesn't count. No. I was going to... I've played characters that have done drag because I'm a very talented actor with a lot of real ability as a performer.
Yeah. A chameleon.
I really embody a lot of characters. But I have not done drag. No, that's not true. There's a... when I was in high school, I remember I threw the only big party I ever threw in high school was a Halloween party. And I went and dragged to that.
As what?
What was your drag name?
I don't think I had one. I was 16, so I didn't. I wasn't good at it. It was just like what are lady things. And I do remember my dad came home and I said, "Hey, Dad," and he gave me like a I didn't know that was you. Look, my dad's fine. He was fine, but there was like a look of like, okay, I guess I'm gonna go upstairs, and this isn't gonna be good.
Christine, have you ever done drag?
I haven't, but I've never done drag.
Would you ever do it?
Yeah, I've definitely like put on like fake beards and mustache. If you mean like be a drag king, I would totally be open to that.
You don't have to be like a drag king. You could be a bio queen, right? You could be.
That's true. I haven't, but I'd be totally open to it. It seems like a lot of fun. I mean, my brother's gay. He's a gay dancer as well, and he's done drag. Definitely.
Wow, the only two.
The only
we've got a rare breed.
Yeah, we figured out the only two.
They only allow two a year.
Yeah. That's it. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
In this graduating class.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oscar, what about you, Oscar? Have you done drag?
I do drag. I host a show where I perform in drag.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. That's great.
And it's really fun. It's like it taps into... it really, you do embody a different sort of character when you put on so many layers of stuff, right? Wig, makeup, outfits, like you, it becomes a very specific part of you that's like really fun.
Yeah, well, and I think I know, but because I don't do it, maybe you have better language for it. What is the appeal of doing drag?
The appeal of drag to me is if back to the root word flamboyant, right? It is being just extravagant in every aspect of your personality. It's being, honestly, what drag is to me is just being unapologetically yourself to an extended degree. You
Interesting.
Know? And it's so fun because the things that you're afraid to sort of like to say or to like perform or to be, it's accepted when it's a dude in a dress.
Sure. When there's a layer of character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because drag is performance, you're performing gender. And that to me is like fucking cool. You know?
It is.
And but also like performing persona. Yeah. Like just like it's a bit like of a superhero vibe.
That's very, very really cool. Interesting.
Yeah. It's almost like when you're little, it's like you have this fantasy of like you're singing in the mirror or whatever. Mm-hmm. Doing drag is like it coming true and letting you live out that like fantasy.
Totally. Have you ever done drag?
I just started because I'm doing his show. I don't think I've reached that peak of like why it's fantastic yet because it's just...
You're just getting on.
We're just getting on. But yeah, I... did my own makeup, which I've never done before. I looked atrocious. I just tried to do a shadowy eye, and then it just looked like two black eyes.
Oh, Oscar hit John. Oh, that wasn't good. Something happened backstage. We need to help that man.
My name is Mistakes. I didn't know who the character was. I thought I would find it putting on the makeup and putting on the wig. But then when I stepped on stage and the audience laughed at one thing like I did, which was kind of sassy, I was like, oh, there's the character. And then so it was like kind of fun.
And I also say like Mistakes was you. I mean, it was John just like heightened and like. Yeah, you're so great. I'm so excited to see Mistakes again.
Yeah, I can't wait to like. I think Nicole, my roommate, is going to put a face on me next time. So it's going to be extravagant. And then I'm going to live out the fantasy of singing some awesome song.
Oh, God. That's so fun.
It's fun. Yeah. Every single person should do drag.
Yeah.
Every single person that has ever lived should do drag.
It's having a moment right now.
Sure, yeah. It's hot
I think probably because of Drag Race.
Sure.
But I think that is having a moment. Oh, God. It really is a sociology class in here.
But Oscar's show is like his show is the reason why it's like a moment around me. Like I was totally introduced. Like I watched Drag Race, but then my boyfriend really liked Oscar's show, so we kept going, and it just like blew me away and made me excited. And
also,
like,
the show it's like all amateur drag performers. Like no one is a name or anything. It's just like people trying it for the first time and truly embodying their drag persona in such a fun way. Not one person is like everyone is so, as soon as they hit that stage, everyone is so happy, and it's just like awesome to watch.
It's such a good vibe.
We're doing plugs at the end, but plug it now. Yeah. I mean, it'd be weird to not plug it right here at the moment.
It's sold out. I mean,
sure. All right, sure.
5 minutes out.
You know, it's a big deal.
I've only done drag in characters. I'd be afraid to walk in the heels. I'd hurt myself.
You could be a drag queen that wears flats.
I wouldn't want to be though. I want a chunky heel. This is great.
A chunky heel, like a wedge heel.
Wedge.
Yeah, there you go. Wedge.
You should be the wedge
heel.
Queen.
And you're already so tall.
They call me that.
But I do think it's interesting to see that there's so many there's so many younger people who are like getting into everything because of like the shifting paradigm. This is becoming a sociology class, absolutely. No, but the shifting paradigm where like I wish that there was like this much like queerness when I was growing up because I would have known earlier. Like, you know what I mean? Like even like you were talking about earlier, just having the language and seeing like you can like half of the people who like do makeup tutorials are like a lot of them are like young boys.
Yeah.
And that's like crazy. That's so amazing and cool to see, but I wish it was like around earlier.
It was
earlier.
Wild. I teach improv classes and I had a student of mine who actually listens to this podcast and I think signed up for my class because of, anyway, whatever. He came in first day of class, full face, full makeup, like hoop earrings, and like I think heels, and I was like blown away. And I was like, "What? I mean, what?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm 16 years old." I'm like, "You're 16, and you're like so you have like found yourself already at 16. Like, what the fuck was I doing at 16? Like, I didn't know who the hell I was."
I'm jealous. Right. He's doing improv at 16.
And I love the fact that he is truly a star, like killing it, like just like so. I'm like. He's not my son, but I feel so proud of him.
I would now don't talk too much about him, or I'm going to start to get jealous and resent him because that's very young to be successful and good. So I'm really not going to enjoy that.
You are wow.
My deep well of bitterness is really we're just going to tap into it here. So let's all be very careful. He's got a lot of learning to do, and if you're watching right now, you know your place. I am trying to think if there's anything flamboyant about. I mean, yes, but I dress normcore because I'm too tall for anything else.
In your mind's eye, like how would you want to sort of present yourself as you as the most?
This is and it's going to sound weird considering the fact that I'm wearing a blue Oxford shirt, but exactly the way I do. I present myself pretty much the way I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, if you dress normal, then you can sort of fuck with it. Then you can sort of fuck with normalcy. Mm-hmm. So this is a conscious choice what I'm wearing here. You know, there are lots of. Oh God, I was going to reference George Costanza. Really, really tapping into our 16-year-old audience and knowing what they're into.
The references.
Speaking of our 16-year-old audience, and we're getting there kind of early in the show, but we have some good ones, so I want to leave a good amount of time for some questions from the audience here at the end. These are in no particular order; they've just been handed to me like this. A question: I am 16 and have come out to my closest family and friends. Some people at school ask me if I'm gay or bi, and I never know how to react. I'm not ashamed in any way for being bi, but I'm just not sure if I want to be loud and proud yet. So how should I answer people? So how should I answer when people ask?
I would say you're queer, because I feel like that opens the door to kind of not necessarily be like, I'm gay, I'm bi. It's more of like a blanket, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Assuming nothing, just using the language of the questions, I'm not ashamed in any way for being bi. So I assume this person is bi.
Yeah.
Which I'd say if people are asking you.
That means they want a date.
They're definitely trying to fuck, and there's
no
two ways about that.
Are you gay or bi?
Just in that way.
Just checking for a friend.
Checking for friends.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out for the sake of my penis. or my vagina. I'm assuming nothing. Yeah. Or anything. Look,
or anything.
Guys, I don't want to get yelled at. I think if people are asking you, they are... potentially picking up on something. They're like, what people used to ask me, like, so do you think you're gay? Because the subtext is, because we all think you are.
Yeah. No one's ever asking someone who's heterosexual presenting.
Yeah, that doesn't, like, or if they are, it's they're then they truly ask everyone.
Yes, yes.
If you're getting asked that, they are probably picking up on something and potentially trying to offer you space to be out to them.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, more often than not, how that question is asked. So I would say that when you're asked, that's a great opportunity to say, yes, I'm bi.
This person told their friends.
Yes.
So obviously the friends would like speak to other people word of mouth. So people don't want to, I think the people asking that person don't want to assume. So they want to get
clarify.
That's a great point. Or they don't want to say like, hey, I know you're bi and you haven't told me, but I know you are. So,
yeah.
I know you're
or
bi.
Word on
so
the street
me,
is yeah, that you're yeah. bi. Yeah.
Yeah. Because not in a bad way, you know, if you're out to your friends probably told people. That's
25
happens.
Years ago, it would have been, I felt like a bad way.
Yes.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Gay? What? No.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked anybody if they were queer at all?
I don't think I've ever
straight up been like, hey, by the way, I feel are like, you blank?
I feel
you
like know? That's a straight thing.
Yeah.
I feel like straight people don't have
I just assume
language.
Everyone's queer.
Me too.
And,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like before I even knew, a lot of people would be like, "So you're a lesbian, right?" Or like, "You're gay." And I was like, "No," but now I'm like, "Yeah, they fucking knew." Everyone in my family, like, I found out that my aunts like had a bet going that like because I was just like such a tomboy. Like me and my brother, who was gay, people used to think we were twins. They used to think that we were two girls or two boys. So now I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. They are picking up on something.
Who won the bet? Which aunt was?
I mean,
like,
bye. So I guess no one.
Wow.
Yeah. I win.
Yeah.
And actually, and this is tangentially related to that question, but do you ever say that? I a lot of times will say that I'm gay, meaning queer, or talk about gay people and including myself in that conversation as a shorthand for queer. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't, because it is
bi erasure.
It is bi erasure.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that, or am I being bad?
I mean, sometimes I'll say because to me it is one of those things where I feel like if you get labeled as like lesbian, then people don't acknowledge the fact that you're bi. But I think I'm actually more, I think I am more leaning towards pan, because I definitely have had like been attracted to people who are non-binary. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like I have to explain pan more to more people, because not as many people know.
Yes.
So I just say bi more, I think. I think I didn't, like, yeah. Or just say queer.
I'm terribly curious how other people who are not gay or straight
do
that, because I think I do it wrong. Because I do it bad. As the commenters frequently let me know.
Really?
Yeah. we don't need to worry too much about it.
The way I first came out, the first person I came out to was by somebody going like, are you gay? And I was like, no, it's like, you're gay. And I was like, no, it's like, John, I know you're gay. I was like, I'm not. And then he like, it was like kind of Good Will Hunting.
Who was this person?
A good friend from high school, and then we lived together after college, and then he like broke it down. And I was
wow.
like,
yeah.
Did he ever tell you how he knew that you were gay?
We're just like close friends. And
okay.
You just know.
He hadn't seen you doing something.
No.
Great. or not.
But it was a tactic that I wasn't prepared for, and I wasn't planning on coming out that night, and then he got it.
Is that the interrogation? Is that the tactic?
That's the first time you came out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my God.
How'd it go? Like, what happened after you said, yeah, I'm gay?
We drank Bass Ale. I remember that. We were drinking beer.
You look,
then,
hell of a beer.
Yeah. Don't drink it anymore, but yeah, I think I cried.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, do you remember the first time you said to someone that you were gay?
Do I remember?
You were 17.
So long ago. I think I told a girl that I was dating that I...
oh, gosh. What's up, babe?
I was breaking up with her, and she was like, I don't believe you. So I was like, I don't think that this is working. Like, this is what she's like. I don't believe that. I was like, well, this is a, what? I thought this was just going to be a clean cut and I was going to leave. And she was like, no, no, no. Why are you breaking up with me? And I was like,
I don't believe you is a weird just, way to say, no. is a weird response to this yeah. isn't working. Like, well, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
like,
I'm pretty great. I don't want to break up. Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I don't think I'm attracted to you. She's like, attracted to me or?
Ooh.
I
was like,
ooh. You're like, well played.
And then I was like, oh, she knows. And then I was like, I don't like women. Maybe. I don't know. She was like, cool. And then left. And we never spoke again.
Though if she knew that, then she also knew it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Then there's a couple of reasons.
Yeah. You know, high school is a weird time.
Heady days.
Because it's not just liking someone. I mean, maybe I went to a weird ass school, but like, when you date someone in high school, it's not just like hanging out with that person. It's the presentation of like, oh, so-and-so is dating so-and-so and what that means in the social circle, you know?
See, that's so wild to me because I went to an all-girl school and I was still like, no, I like guys. And I remember someone was like, are you flirting with that girl? And I was like, no, I'm not. But I also went to like a Catholic school. So maybe that's why I feel
Were
like,
you flirting with that girl?
I think I was. Like, yeah. I think I was. I remember going back and being like, yeah, I totally had a crush on her. But I was like too afraid. And so then like all my friends were also like those girls who like made out with other girls for attention.
What?
But I was like, no, I'm straight. I'm not. I can't partake. I'm too straight. And I look back and I'm just like, wow, I could have made out with a ton of girls.
The wasted time, I think that would have been.
I had so many baths that were offered to me and me being like, no, I don't want to take a bath with you. It's fine. I'm
for
good.
Attention?
No,
what do you mean baths?
Yeah, we're going to bathe together.
I just had like friends who were like, I think this girl was hitting on me, obviously, because she was like, do you want to take a bath? And I was like,
How old were you?
I was like 21.
Yeah, she was hitting on you. What do you mean? Do you want to take a bath?
That's a full ass adult. Hey,
do you want to come over to my studio apartment and take a bath with me? Yeah, that's she was hitting on you. Do you remember the first time you said to someone that you were queer?
It was like, I don't know, like maybe like last year, like 2017, probably.
That's great.
I mean, yeah, because it was one of those things where it was just like this girl started kissing me and I was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God. and then. I think it was probably like the next day.
Sure.
After that happened.
That's a good indication. That's a kind of like, oh, yeah, no, this is right
this
on.
This makes sense. I'm definitely down with this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what's up.
I took us down a long tangent away from this question. The question at its core is, how should I answer when people ask? To which I say,
wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah. Why don't you come find out?
Why don't you come find out?
And then walk into a closet.
7 minutes.
If people are asking you, I imagine it would feel way worse to say no than to say yes. To when you're offered the space, and you can kind of tell if you're in an unsafe situation or if they're asking you in order to do you harm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you're in that situation, lie. Of course, lie. But if it's not a situation like that and someone's asking out of genuine curiosity.
And if they're hot?
Yeah. Oh, especially if they're hot. If they're hot, right on. Like, say, you ask them.
Yeah. I'm putting my microphone on. Greg, I'm real excited. I think also, when it comes to coming out, it's so weird because it's a personal experience made public, you know?
Yeah.
So it is like, why are you? You don't have to answer that question at all if you don't want to, right? Sexuality is private as well, mm-hmm. you know? I think like, if you don't feel comfortable giving even yourself a label and like, if you're still on that journey of figuring it out, or if there is your sexuality doesn't even have a name for it yet, like that's totally fine. You are on your own path. You're not doing it for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it for yourself. And if it benefits you to say queer other than bi because you feel more comfortable with that label, by all means, say that you're queer. You're not lying, right? But if you're more comfortable with the term bi, but are afraid that like, bi has a specific connotation or whatever, say that label. It's your label. You own it. You make it what you want it to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. That actually leads us very well into the next question.
Yes.
Which interestingly has come up a couple times on this podcast already. The term queer has recently come into use in the LGBT plus community, and on some level, I'm glad it seems to have been reclaimed by so many people. However, when and where I grew up, this was 100% a slur, and to this day, I feel pretty uncomfortable saying or hearing it, almost on the level of the F slur. Did other people experience this, or are they simply over it? I think there are benefits to reclaiming a slur, but I've also seen firsthand proof that it gives all kinds of license to other people using it for their own intents.
Did I bring this up to you last night?
We were talking about this a little bit last night.
I honestly don't like the word queer because it's still, I still like think about the old days, like 20 years ago, like where it was a slur and I was just like, I don't like this word. And it's still, I choose to use another word other than queer. I don't know. I understand it and I'm happy people use it for good. But
absolutely.
Like, I just, it rubs me the wrong way.
Because it was a slur. Like,
yeah.
its origin, I haven't done the history on it, but if, as much as I understand, it did start as a slur for gay people.
Yeah.
It is a word that means wrong in you know, in Webster's dictionary. Again, don't look that
weird
up. I'm assuming. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
weird. It's odd. It's strange. Yeah.
So I absolutely see where you and where the questioner are coming from.
Even like when I was coming out to my mom and I was like, yeah, I'm queer, and she's like, you know, she's like, I don't like that word. She's like, I have nothing wrong with like sexuality, but she's like, to me that word, it's just like, it's there's not a good connotation. So I think there's a lot of people who do feel that way about it, but for me, I don't know. I feel like I understand that like the history of it is a lot more dark, but it's like, what would be a better blanket term then for
That's what I like about it.
We would need like a new word. We need a new language then, maybe.
Is,
you know?
I do like about queer that it is a word that to me encompasses every alternate sexuality.
Yeah.
And I don't have another good word for that aside from listing off 20, you know, like an acronym that's 20 letters long.
Yeah.
So I like the word queer for that reason. However, it is a reclaimed slur, and I totally get, like, yeah, like reclaiming slurs is a tricky business that has limited reward.
It's interesting. Like, I would call myself queer and love that term a lot. I understand that it was a slur before. To me, it, like what you said, Grant, it is like a blanket term. It makes me feel like I'm not like segregating myself from my other LGBTQ plus people, you know, like and to me it's a little more like politically charged than like gay, you know what I mean? Like, so however, I would never call someone else queer until they self-label themselves that.
Interesting.
Like, I would never be like, hey, you're queer, right? Like, I would, that would make me feel uncomfortable.
Now, I might. Actually, no. I might use that in an effort to be inclusive to a person and say, like, you're. Although I don't think I'd ever ask anyone about that. Like, as in the first question, like I'd never say like, you're gay, right? But
hey, you're gay.
You're gay. You're one of those. But I might. There's someone behind
there's someone
the
back there.
Wait, what happened?
In the closet.
There's someone in the closet back here.
Yeah.
Come out. You're allowed to on the show. So we seem to be of different minds on this on the panel, and I don't know that we will get to an answer.
I guess it's a mental thing with me. Like, it's just like being called like queer in like high school or grade school, like, you queer, and then like identifying as that, like, yes, I am gay, but like the word queer makes me think that they are still calling me that.
And
Yeah.
Well, we were talking a little bit
like,
last.
Yes, I am a queer. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
We were talking even a little last night at a thing about hearing the F word a lot in movies.
Oh, geez.
Not fuck.
Bring it on.
In the movie Bring It On.
They say, really?
What?
Oh, my
Bring
God. It's like, what is it? What did I say? It's like.
I don't think
you
it was.
You speak fag?
I don't. Is that in Bring It On?
Yeah.
Is that Bring It On?
Bring It On?
Eliza Dushku.
What?
Because, like, oh my God, you speak fag. And
that's
they like.
So striking. I guess I didn't realize that was the movie because it's because that seems like such a gay movie. Like, yeah. Like looking, yeah. It's like, oh.
But it was just the time.
It was, yeah. That was what was said, you know, in the 90s. That's how people talked.
That's the 2000s, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I moved to a new town in 1996 and I came home to my mom and dad and I was like, I've been called fag so many times today. Like, I've never heard that word. I was like, fag? What's fag? And they're like, I guess it's just a slur.
it's just some awful thing. Anyway, have fun at school. yeah, I don't think we'll come to a consensus on that, but that's an interesting discussion, mm-hmm. Caller. I want a big switchboard in front of me like I'm Fraser Crane. Another reference our audience will love. Next question. I have a confession to make.
Scandalous.
I often find myself seeking sex through anonymous apps, even when I'm not particularly attracted to the person or even in the mood that much. Even though I do consent and often initiate these encounters, I can't deny that a part of myself doesn't truly want to hook up. And then afterwards, I feel dumb and ashamed. It's like I lose control. I wonder if anyone else on the panel has dealt with anything similar. Subconsciously, am I trying to make up for lost time from being in the closet? Am I doing this for clout, validation, FOMO, maybe another reason? Any advice would be appreciated.
Well, for starters, I think that just goes with everything about hooking up generally. But I think if you don't want to, I think it's just like before you go on a date, you might want to relieve yourself, and then you'll have a clearer head.
Sure.
There's something about Mary?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Is that hair gel?
Yeah.
Because I've definitely been on an app, and I'm like, and then I do business, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to be on this app anymore. Like,
do business.
Would I say masturbate?
Yeah. If I can, I blew a load all over my chest because laying in my bed masturbating. is the kind of thing that we can say on this show. I love hooking up on apps. I love it. I enjoy it. It's something that I've met a lot of great friends doing. It's something that I look forward to doing quite a bit.
Do you meet someone on a hookup app, hook up, and then just become friends after that?
Wow.
Yes. Just like strictly friends or friends with benefits?
Friends with benefits, although, you know, eventually one or both of us will end up dating someone and then just be regular friends. I've met good friends that way.
Oh, wow.
I think differently from this caller. enjoy that and don't feel bad about it afterwards. So I would. I think that's good advice. Is if you find yourself on an app, jack off and see if you're still there because. Hormones and sex are a powerful thing.
Yeah. You're like blinded.
Yeah.
You're like,
it truly can, you know, lead you to a path. Not that that you don't want to isn't even the right language, but that you might feel badly about yourself afterwards. Although I would also say to this person, interrogate in yourself why it makes you feel bad. Do you feel bad because you feel like you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing?
Yeah,
is it related to?
But that's also fun.
Could it be related to some internalized homophobia? Mm-hmm. Could it be related to some fear of hookup culture and the idea that you're supposed to be being monogamous and meeting people out in the world rather than on apps? I also think, too, you know, you have these, you say these anonymous apps. If you have fun with someone, call them or say like, hey, you want to go and have a drink, or ask them out for a drink first. I'll bet that will alleviate a lot of your feeling bad about it, is if you make it feel for yourself less like something you're not supposed to. And more like, hey, here's a person that, yes, we met today, but we enjoy talking to one another and we're attracted to one another. We know that because we at least had a drink at my place first. So there was nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's something interesting that person wrote, which is that they're trying to make up for lost time, mm-hmm. you know? To me, it seems that this person has come out later in life and feels like in order to be a good...
Yeah, you got to get your numbers
other,
up.
I have to, like, really get it in there, right? And it's an interesting theory that I know people that, like, really do think that. It's like, I've only hooked up with two dudes. I need to hook up with more, you know, in order to really be a gay man. And it's like, oh, when... What kind of... Like, well, that's... I don't really understand that train of thinking. Because to me, like, I don't know, like, this culture... Queer culture, gay culture, LGBTQ, A plus culture is bigger than just our sexuality.
Yeah, and also you don't have to hook up with someone to be queer. You know what I mean? Yep. It's like one of those things where I think that it's not necessarily validating or taking away from anything. I'm hooking up with people. Because, and also we live in the age of like sex positivity. And so I feel like feeling shame for hooking up, like I went to Catholic school. I definitely understand it. But I think it's something that like no one cares as much as you do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think if you can take away that shame from yourself, and knowing that, like, yeah, no one cares. Everyone's doing it.
If you say that to yourself every day about 10 things that happened that day, like, no one cares but you. Like,
it'll make your life so much easier.
I really do think it's validating to remember, like, no one gives a shit about you. Everyone cares about their own deal.
Did you hear that, guys?
No one thinks about you all that much.
First.
My boyfriend has an app that reminds him 6 times a day that he's going to die.
Oh.
That's a great, it's like, this isn't.
You're going to die. No one gives a shit.
Twitter and being a woman on the internet.
Eventually, no one who remembers you will be alive and you'll be in the ground and dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important to remember about hookups. we're coming close to the end. Do I have time for one more question? I'm getting the nod. And I will try to be brief. I'm a closeted bi guy, but I worry about the stigma that women don't find bi men attractive. What are your thoughts on the issue? Are there ways to help get rid of this stigma?
I think the women that would be into him would be cool, sexy, like level-headed women.
I agree with that.
Like, I agree with that. Progressive.
The women that wouldn't be are the women you don't want to like fuck with. Like, who gives a shit? Like, you want like an elevated lady.
I fully agree. Yeah, you're not going to date everyone.
No.
You're going to date a limited number of people before you will die and turn to dust like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So spend your time dating people that want to date you. Spend your time sleeping with people that want to sleep with you.
Well, I think also, Christine, you hit it on the head with like now, like sex positivity is very real right now. And that's part of being woke as well, right? If someone is like a straight up Neanderthal when it comes to like sexual liberation in terms of like, by progression, it's like, well, then see ya. Like, you know what I mean?
Such an antiquated idea that, like, that you're only the sexuality of the like the last person you hooked up with.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's very well said. Yeah, there's you are what you say you are, not who you have slept with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think also too,
because if you're a closeted person, if you have sex with girls, it doesn't mean that you're straight or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of the Anyway, sorry.
No. I think that's great. The end of the question: are there any ways to help get rid of this stigma? And I'm going to circle it back around. Down to the top of your question, I'm a closeted bi guy.
Mm-hmm.
People in the closet aren't helping with the stigma. Be out when you're out. Your journey is your own journey. Things will only get better the more people know other out people. So when you're ready, we would love to have you in the community. Your voice will help this stigma go away.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have more opportunity once you're out.
Absolutely. Being out is great. Yeah. It's just so good.
It's so interesting, the term closeted to me goes hand in hand with shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why we're in the closet. We're embarrassed about ourselves, so we're shutting ourselves out of our community.
And that's
That's not sexy. That's not hot. That's not a cute look.
Yeah.
In order for us to progress as a community, we have to be proud about ourselves. That's literally what pride is all about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being prideful about who you are, you know? So get out of that closet.
Yeah. Welcome. I think that's a wonderful place to wrap it up. Does anyone have anything to add? John, where can people find you and know you and
John Milheiser,
enjoy you?
Instagram and Twitter. Most recent tweet I tweeted was I needed a box big enough to mail 3 shoes in. So I didn't have one, so I went on Amazon and ordered a comb. Now, do you get that joke?
Uh, hang on.
Because Amazon sends you a huge box for like something so small.
Oh, I do get that.
So if you like that tweet,
that is good. I thought you said a cone,
yeah,
not a cone.
No, that a comb.
But a cone would be a silly thing to have done. But a comb is, yes, I do get that joke. Okay. That's wonderful.
So if you like that tweet, find more tweets of mine at John Millhiser.
Oscar, where can people find you? Evidently, you host an amazing show.
I host a show called Bad Drag Race. It's Drag Race, but it's bad. No, it's actually very good. And you can find me on social media at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. Yeah.
Wonderful. Christine, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chrissy Meds, C-H-R-I-S-S-M-E-D-S. And you can also follow, I did a short film that has gotten in, like it was at Outfest. We were just at Tribeca, and we're going to be doing a few more festivals. Some of them we can't announce yet, but if you're in the area, like check it out, and maybe you can come to a screening. And that's I Think She Likes You Film, and you can find that on Instagram, and I'm sure like it's on my normal Instagram as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I am at Grant OB on Twitter and pictures of Grant on Instagram. if you're listening to this somewhere other than Dropout, know that you can find all sorts more content on dropout.tv. And you can chat with us in the exclusive Dropout Discord, where you can ask questions that may appear on a future episode of Tales from the Closet, hosted by me, Allie Beardsley. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for coming.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.